Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Episode 1773 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Offen, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to April Fool's Day. Now, this is an office prank. None of you are probably in your offices, right? But I want you to imagine for a second how much fun this would be to do. And the idea is, on April Fool's Day, whether it's this job or the next one, what you do is you get some bubble wrap. And you know those plastic things that people put under their swivel chairs? Well, you put the bubble wrap underneath that. And then from there, what you do is wait for people to sit down, particularly early in the morning when they haven't had their coffee. And they sit down in their chair and... and you shock the heck out of them. That would be quite a prank. So just think about that one for a second. Enjoy the idea, and you don't have to do it, you know? And today's show is really very simple. It's one where we're going to ask you to remember these pointers when you're writing your new resume. Hope you find it helpful, and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And again, happy April Fool's Day, and let's get going. I thought I would do a show about resumes, because frankly, I haven't done one in a long time. And I'm not going to put up stuff on my screen, you know, to show you what a good resume looks like. I just want to point out some things to you that I think you need to be aware of when constructing a resume in these times, under these circumstances, different back in the Stone Ages when I got into recruiting. So point number one is, you were always taught name, address, and phone number at the top of your resume, right? At least old-timers were. And even, you know, a lot of younger people, like older millennials, got that feedback. The fact is, it's not about your address. It's about city, state, and zip code. Now, I know that there are people who tell you that you don't have to include a zip code, but that's a mistake. The mistake is, frankly, that if you want someone to get back in touch with you, whether that's a corporation or a recruiter, they're going to go back into their database and look for people. And they're going to look for people within a specific geographic area. Now, imagine, for example, you live in San Francisco and someone enters in a zip code for you or just answers San Francisco, California. You miss all the surrounding areas, right? Because it doesn't match San Francisco, CA. They need zip code. And a lot of the stuff, like there was an article I read recently on one site where they didn't even mention zip code as a variable. And yet that's how firms key into location. So you've got to get your zip code to the top of the resume. Also, without getting excessive on the design elements, you want to have a lot of white space around it. Now, if you're in artistic fields, you know, you may have a temptation to use a lot of graphic design formats. And if you're submitting it through an applicant tracking system, the system may choke on some of the things that you do because it's hard to parse it into the right fields. So be aware that there's a choice that you make when you go for extensive design elements to create a visually appealing document versus one that's going to be useful to the system. And why do I say useful to the system is important? Well, although I'd prefer you not to be submitting resumes through an applicant tracking system, and I'd prefer you to send them directly to hiring managers, the fact is that most of you are going to do it anyway. And the issue comes down to, you know, if the keywords don't match up well and with sufficient frequency, once parsed into the resume and parsed into the right fields, you're not going to get an interview. And that's going to be on you because you chose to make the nice, pretty resume with all sorts of colors and interesting fonts and visually appealing. So you thought, and it just doesn't work with the system. Instead, a lot of these systems like pretty conventional fonts and a lot of white space. So be aware of that as you construct your resume. I also want to mention that frequency of use of a lot of terms becomes important. So think in terms of, you know, there's a language that's specifically used in the job description, and unless your resume matches up with it, the system may not recognize other variables. So understand it may be looking for someone with a particular academic background, particular skills, who's done a specific type of work previously. It's software. It's not a human being. You know, as much as we hear about AI, you know, they're not really all that good yet. Eventually, they'll get there, and data dictionaries will get built up. But in the meantime, they're pretty stupid. And since a lot of resumes are being scanned and decided on by the ever-popular black hole, think about it from the system standpoint. What gets through the system? The answer comes down to the wording in the resume and the wording in the job description have to match, have to be used repeatedly, and has to be pretty high in sequence with, you know, how it's presented in the resume. After all, if the language is used on the bottom of page 3, it suggests to the system that, frankly, you haven't used it recently. So one little trick you can do is the equivalent of a cover letter at the beginning of the resume that kind of says, you know, I want you to see how my background matches up with the job. So you have the keyword in the left-hand column and how long and how recently you've worked within the right-hand column. And that, in effect, becomes page 1 of your resume. So, in effect, what you're doing is starting off with how your background matches, and then the resume follows right behind that. That's one option. There are many variables about that. You could use it as the cover email for your resume, so it's in there. But if you're submitting it through an applicant tracking system, this is a nice little trick that, shall we say, fools the systems quite a bit, because it immediately gives the matches to your background, and then page 2 goes further, or, you know, the second half of page 1 goes further to illustrate how your background matches. So those are a couple of ideas. You know, in days of old, we used to talk about customizing resumes for the job. Now we talk about personalization. It has to be personalized for the listener. Same crap, new language. Remember, if you flip the resume like a burger at a fast food restaurant to someone and expect to get a different result, well, it's like the broken watch that's right twice a day. Most of the time it doesn't work. You don't get the interview. And twice a day, in the example of the broken watch, the time is right. All the rest of the time it's wrong. So personalize your resume. Make it fit. Make it obvious that it fits.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you to be a better executive in your organization, and overall being a better employee of your firm. If you have questions for me, you can ask them at wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. That's wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. The price at Wisio is less than one third of what I'm charging my website. And I'm doing this because I want to benefit my subscribers here and on YouTube, and only you're going to know about it. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, you know, it's nice to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you from time to time about how I'm helping. You can also watch me on TV. Did you know that? If you have a Fire TV or a Fire Stick, download the Job Search TV app for Apple TV, Roku, Sony, Samsung, like 90 different TV platforms. You can watch me on either Zingo TV or BingeNetworks.tv. On YouTube, subscribe at JobSearchTV.com and have access to thousands of videos I've created. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Con el nuevo iPhone SE por menos de $100 en Metro, conquistas todo. El iPhone más accesible en la marca número uno en prepago. Estudia online o conéctate por FaceTime.
Hola, ma.
El iPhone SE lo tiene todo. Cámbiate a Metro y obtén el iPhone SE por $99.99 al canjear el reembolso tras 6 meses de servicio con autopago. Metro by T-Mobile. Conquista tu día. Límite uno por cuenta hogar al cambiarse y validar ID. No válido para números activos de la red de T-Mobile o en Metro los últimos 90 días. Aplican restricciones. Visita una tienda para detalles.